The Judas Goat by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. Hugh Dixon's home sat on a hill in Weston and looked out over the low Massachusetts hills as if asphalt had not been invented yet. It was a big fieldstone house that looked like it ought to have vineyards, and the front entrance was porticoed. It didn't look like the kind of place where they have much truck with private cops, but you can't judge a house by its portico. I parked in the lower parking lot, as befitted my social status, and climbed the winding drive to the house. Birds sang. Somewhere out of sight on the grounds I could hear a hedge being clipped. The bell made the standard high-tone chime sound in the house when I pushed the button, and while I waited for a servant to let me in, I checked my appearance reflected in the full-length windows on each side of the door. There was no way to tell, looking at me, that I only had $387 in the bank. Three-piece white linen suit, blue-striped shirt, white silk tie, and mahogany loafers with understated tassels that Gucci would have sold his soul for. Maybe Dixon would hire me to stand around and dress up the place. As long as I kept my coat buttoned, you couldn't see the gun. The servant who answered was Asian and male. He wore a white coat and black trousers. I gave him my card, and he let me stand in the foyer while he went and showed it to someone. The floor of the foyer was polished stone and opened into a two-storied entry room with a balcony running around the second story and white plaster frieze around the ceiling. A grand piano sat in the middle of the room, and an oil portrait of a stern person was on the wall over a sideboard. The servant returned, and I followed him through the house and out onto the terrace. A man with a huge torso was sitting in a wheelchair with a light gray blanket over his lap and